This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Hey, y'all, listen, my guest is a musical icon, okay? Can you guess who she is if I just sing this part? I try to say goodbye and I choke. Okay. Well, she's here. Next on Checking In with Michelle Williams. I'm really, really interested in my next guest. I think with us being both musical artists, we also have a mutual friend from Chicago, Illinois, named Billy Deck. We both have journeys that are very different, but we have now kind of, you know, I've come back in different ways addressing mental health because it's such a larger discussion, especially in the African-American community. And now I'm excited about her talking about her giving back and what she's learning and what I've been learning by sharing my story that seems to be impacting the Black community. I really want to get us talking about our mental health and checking in. So this is going to be amazing. Macy has been open about what's been going on with her journey. So I'm just going to open it up and let her share. I am so excited to introduce my next guest to the Checking In podcast. She is a multi-award winning musician, songwriter, actress, author, mother, and mental health advocate. She's known for her distinctive voice and her Grammy Award winning song, I Tried. Sorry, I had to say that because it's still iconic today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Macy Gray to Checking In.
Hey there.
Hey, it is so good to be talking to you.
I know it's been a minute. I haven't seen you in
ages. Ooh, I'm almost a little ashamed to say how many years it's been since I've seen you in person, but we're going to correct that. We've got to.
It was Billy's wedding. He has two kids now.
Okay.
So it's a while.
Listen, I was just reading something maybe a day or two ago and how you were driving and you said one of your kids started singing one of your songs because a song of yours came on the radio and you were like, wait a minute. Yeah, you know this song? I thought it was so endearing because I know what it's like. I know you're private and I know you don't talk a lot about your children and your private life, but I thought that was so tender and sweet for you to share that. So I just wanted to start it off and just say, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car and it comes on and they're just like yelling the words. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I didn't even know. And they were like, Mom, we know all your songs by heart because as soon as you get the mix, you play them 1,000 times. So I didn't even know that.
Wow.
But it was like, way like obscure song that I don't even know if anybody else has heard it.
That's what you were saying. You were saying, you said, I don't even know if this song was a single, but they knew it. They better know it. Shucks. Listen, I expect my family to know all of my songs, okay?
Really?
Even if you butcher it, I need you to at least know the melody. If you butcher the lyrics, you got to at least know the melody.
Oh my God, they even knew like the horn hits and stuff. Like, most like when kids get to a certain age, they don't pay you much attention.
Uh-oh. Now, considering the ages of your children, I would think that they are paying attention just in case one, two, or three of them might be interested in music. I don't know. Who best to learn from?
Yeah, my son is really into music, but he doesn't listen to me.
He does. He's just trying to act, you know, cool about it.
I know. You know, I thought about that. Like, my mom, she would tell me stuff, and I'll be like, wait, whatever. But when I get older, you know, I remembered everything she ever told me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. I remember I had to tell my mom one day, Mom, I was so mad at you about this guy I was talking to, and you absolutely did not like him, but you were right. And I think it makes our parents feel validated and heard. 20 years later, when we can come back to them and say, Mama, you were actually right about so-and-so. And so they'll just give you that nod like, I know. Yeah. I know. So, wow. I'm so glad to talk to you today. And thank you for joining us right now. You've got such amazing things going on. If I'm not mistaken, I heard it could be a possibility of new music. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a song. The first song is dropped April 23rd. It's called Thinking of You. And the video's out. It's probably one of my favorite songs. Even if I wasn't me, I would say that. And then the album is July 4th.
I am here for it because I've always loved your voice. It's very distinctive. And I've heard people say, yo, Michelle, you and Macy, I don't know. Y'all have the same. It's something in y'all's throat that y'all kind of have the same thing. And I used to be shy about it, but I know it's what makes us unique, you unique. When you hear you on the radio, Macy, it's like we don't have to guess who it is. We know that it's you. And so I adore you. I am here for everything that you've been a part of and everything that you've been outspoken about. And so we have officially entered Mental Health Awareness Month, and you have started a foundation called My Good with yourself, Grace Blake, and Sharon Harris. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization, either or why you felt inspired to create it?
So it's My Good, we support families who lost loved ones due to police violence.
Wow.
And so most of our support goes to mental health services because you can imagine all the pain and trauma that someone must suffer after something like that. So we help with, bills, therapy, stuff like that. We just try to help those moms and dads and sisters and brothers get back on their feet. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast in the United States and number 15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When people start foundations and organizations like that, do you find that it was because it was a passion of yours or a calling of yours?
I'm not sure. It's very new. I remember when I saw, the day it came to me, it was Ahmaud Arbery, and they kept playing that video. Remember that?
Yes. Ish.
You know, what if his mom is watching, you know? I mean, every channel, every 2 minutes, they were rewinding that video. And so I tried to reach out to her. I didn't get in touch with her, but because I just wanted to help. I just wanted to see if she needed anything.
Yeah.
And so I didn't find her, but I found this lady named Wanda Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And me and her have become really good friends. So there's, you know, the thing about these families is they keep in touch because only they know how that feels. And all those moms, they all know each other.
Yes.
So it kind of got started. I mean, we had the 501c3 was already established for mental health, but we focused it on these families.
Yes. Well, like you said, I don't know if people understand. People think that once a loved one dies by something tragic, that maybe by the time the funeral passes and you bury them, you might be sad for about a day or two or a week or two. But that pain doesn't go away. Sometimes that trauma don't. The body remembers that trauma. And trauma doesn't have to be, I know you know this, trauma doesn't necessarily have to be a blunt impact to you. Trauma is, like you said, watching your son on national TV be murdered.
Right.
That's a type of trauma. And I appreciate you for that, for making sure that they get the help beyond the funeral, the repast, and the burial.
Well, it's forever, you know, 12, 13 years ago, still crying, still can't have a conversation, still. And because it happens so often, that's very triggering for them. You know, it always brings them back. And then, you know, and then there's the legal part that goes on and on. I mean, if you want to, you can't, it's impossible to get past it because they don't let you, you know, it's either a legal issue or it's on television or, you know, of course it's not going to go away anyway, but it doesn't help.
Yeah.
Even though I know people raise a lot of money and Ben Crump jumps in and all that, like the limelight doesn't really help.
No, it doesn't help. It might can perpetuate it or even make the pain even a little greater, I would think. Although it's amazing that we're bringing awareness to the crime, to the injustice. But like you said, you will see it played and played and played over again. I want to ask you something because I know some people might feel like, well, that's good that Macy Gray is stepping in. You know, a lot of people want to be in our pocketbooks, your pocketbooks. Well, of course, she better be helping. She better be stepping in. How can we encourage? Give us some inspiration to those who are like, yo, even if you could just share $10, $5, don't feel like you have to, you know, have something, I'm on this thing right now about community,
right?
Basically, and how we don't feel like you have to wait on a public figure to step in, and how you can have impact in your own community as well.
Well, there's so much to care about these days. And I think everyone should be helping with something because it won't change without it. You know, like we elect all these people, but really nothing happens without us. You know what I'm saying? They don't even get elected without us. So it's really in our hands to make the world a better place. But specifically with my good. So first of all, there's about an average of about 1,000 police shootings a year, right? So that's 3 a day. So you might see a handful on TV, even though it seems like a lot because they talk about it so much.
Could you imagine if we seeing 3 a day on TV?
Yeah, no, it's getting that way. Oh my God, every day I wake up.
You're actually right. Yeah, because it's like we buried one and then a shooting happened the same day.
Yeah, it's crazy. But what it puts these families through is the mental, okay, so like I'm talking to Sandra Bland's sister, right?
Yeah.
She laid in bed for 2 years. She had to stop working because she couldn't emotionally function after what happened to her sister. We have a mother who was homeless for 2 years because she couldn't go back to work. So it's debilitating. And the only way to really, you know, even start to recover is mentally. You know what I mean?
Help us. Yes. Come on, Macy. Come on. Come on.
That's when you support something like My Good. That's what you're supporting, is just these families really trying to put it back together in their heart and soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't move on if that's not working.
I know that there are parts of my life that, you know, that I've been very open about, stuff that you might know about or privy to, you know, me talking about depression and my hospitalization. And thank you so much for being open about your mental health. And I might be assuming, but I think that's got to be another reason why you're so passionate about people taking steps toward their emotional health.
Because you can't function without it. It's just like anything else. It's like if you break your toe, you know, you're going to have trouble walking, you know?
Yeah.
So if your mind isn't functioning properly, and that's not always your fault, you know? Mental illness is real. It is actually a disease that affects a lot of people, and it can be debilitating, especially if you don't have the resources or know how to treat it. So like you were talking about your depression, you had to go to the hospital because that's what it does. It's just, you know, but it's like I said, if somebody has a broken leg, you know, everybody rushes, they want to help them open the door. Do you need anything? But mental illness, you can't see it.
Yeah, right.
No one talks about it. Then no one knows what's going on. You know, like you might have an issue with your friends and you're like, oh, she's bugging out. But sometimes people are just really suffering and they can't help what they say to you or how they even treat you sometimes.
What is a proper way to approach somebody about it? What's the proper way or a way to approach somebody that you might feel is suffering?
You just say, bitch, are you crazy? No.
Now, if you're real cool with somebody, you might. You're close friends.
Yeah.
You might can say it. Yeah.
Mostly just listening. Like one thing when you're going through it, you don't want me. I'll speak for myself. Like when I'm going through it, I don't need anybody talking at me, telling me what I should do. And
Okay.
What's best for me. And you know what I mean? I think most of the time you just sit there and you just listen. You just say like, what's going on? You want to talk or let's go get ice cream, you know, and just let them talk really. And then let them tell you what they need because you don't know. You know, you can't get inside. Like that's one thing God did. Like that's one thing we have. We don't have to tell anybody our thoughts. Like our thoughts are our own. You know what I mean? Like that's the one thing he gave us that nobody knows about but us, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you just have to listen most of the time.
You said something so real when you was like, because I feel like some people mean well. Well, girl, if you do this, honey, because see, I went to, honey, I do guided stretching, or honey, I just put a few drops of CBD oil under my tongue, child, and I'm good, and yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, whoa.
I know.
You're making me more anxious. Like, yo, slow down. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that sometimes people just want you to listen. And for those of us, I'm going to admit, I'm a fixer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have some solutions, even for myself. But there are times where I am reminded as well, just listen and create that safe place for somebody to listen. And I really feel like my good is doing just that, creating a safe place, no matter who you are, creating a safe place. I want to ask you about this 3-month journaling challenge that is in support of mental health awareness and to promote the importance of self-care. And you guys, to support this effort, My Good will post prompts on their Instagram and Facebook pages each week for participants to join in the challenge. While I have the legendary Macy Gray, and if you can you give us a little bit about this amazing 3-month journaling challenge?
So what you do is you get a journal.
Look at me, got one right here.
Write down how you're feeling and your thoughts every day. And you'd be surprised how much healing that does. Because sometimes you're so busy going on with life that you don't even really pay attention to what you're thinking about or what's bugging you.
Okay.
You don't even know until you sit and write it down. It's very strange. Like in songwriting, when you're trying to write a song and you'll come up with things or start talking about emotions you didn't even know were going on until you write it down.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Sue. It is the #1 marketing podcast in the United States and #15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters. The theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, chief marketing and growth officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to ask you, is that why you chose journaling? Because it's like, with songwriting, I don't know if you write stuff down or some folks, you just get in the studio and start going, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do. But when I'm in the studio and I start trying to write a song, I start talking about stuff I didn't know I was even thinking.
So good.
I know, isn't that weird?
I love it. So you guys, basically, y'all have to do this 3-month journaling challenge because y'all, some of y'all might really drop some amazing bars and some gems.
That, no, it's real though. Like, I'll write, like, I'll just start writing and I'll come up with the most amazing stuff that I didn't even know was on my mind.
Okay.
It's just writing it down.
Well, I'm really excited about that. I probably should join the challenge. Now, apparently also in addition to the challenge, MyGood has partnered with Twins for Peace, creating a genderless limited edition sneaker line. Well, first of all, you've always had impeccable style.
Oh, thank you. That's not true, but okay.
Yes, it is. Twins for Peace is supporting MyGood, and it's through the 3-month mental health challenge. And you guys are going to be giving back a percentage of proceeds from the sales through July. All right. So in order for y'all to join the My Good Mental Health Challenge, you must visit My Good on Instagram. Or to make donations, you can go to mygood.org. Y'all got to get these.
No. Yeah. And the shoes, of course, support the cause. We have a clothing line coming up. We're doing big things, Michelle.
I really think so. It's literally about, you know, depression, anxiety, bipolar depression, schizophrenia. All those can be some labels that can bring some shame, right? Yeah. And so I'm thankful for you to try to even silence that and amplify bravery and courage for folks to be real about it and talk about it. I think we both talked about it. I know I talked about it kind of by accident in an interview. And then I was like, Lord, what did I just do? I just disclosed to the world. Here I am. I've been depressed. Matter of fact, I think that was just the year Beyonce had us do Super Bowl. And people always say, well, if they was my friends, I wouldn't be depressed. Or if I had what you had, it's like, I just want you to know I was suffering. I've been suffering from depression since the 7th grade. I just didn't get a diagnosis until I was in my 30s, Macy. I didn't know. I thought it was growing pains. I thought maybe my hormones, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, that's what it was. So I did not get a diagnosis until my 30s. So I went from the 7th grade to my 30s, coping in the best way that I knew that I could with depression. And so even still, I'm still unlearning some of those coping things that I think keep me isolated. But at the same time, I felt like it's made me just like being by myself. When they told us we had to be on lockdown last year, it worked for me.
Can I tell you something? I was like, okay, because I'm already at home.
Me too.
I was straight up like, oh, no problem.
Now, my heart does go out to people who you thrive in connection with people, animals, flowers, and nature. Listen, I was connecting with my patio. This TV, I caught up on so many series and just, writing my book. And so, Macy, I'm really, really thankful for you for taking out this time to talk with us. I know you touched on your new single, Thinking of You, and how it reflects the time that we've just lived through, that we're still living through. Thank you for being a voice for the time and the era. I do want to ask you a question about the music industry, and we know that it can be fickle. Do you still feel the pressure, even with My Good and all that you're doing with the clothing line? Do you still feel pressure in releasing music?
No. I always just do it when, like, you know, just when I have something to say, or if I have something creatively I'm excited about doing.
Yeah.
It. I don't never do it because I have to.
Well, I love you, and I can't wait till, you know, we can get out there and get some live performances going, because you put on an amazing show, especially with your band.
Oh, yeah. It's Macy Gray and the California Jet Club. Now.
Come on. Say it again. Macy Gray and the California Jet Club?
Yeah. So I've been touring with the same band for about 5 years, so we made it official. We made it official.
Wait a minute. They was like, okay, now, Macy, we've been touring with you now for about 4 or 5 years now. What's going on?
That's exactly my idea. I've always wanted to be in a band.
Really?
Yeah, I like being in a band.
I am excited about that. Well, once again, you guys, we are talking with the Macy Gray, and we are actually about to wrap it up. checking in the foundation of this podcast. We talk about everything, but the foundation is mental health. Macy, in case there's somebody right here that's just like, man, I feel like I just want to give up, or I don't feel like anybody listens to me. Can you give us one word of encouragement for this listener?
Smoke some really good weed. No, I'm just playing. I don't know.
No, she not. She not. She's definitely an advocate of 420. That's for sure. She's not playing.
Well, I think even for those out there who are completely sane, mentally, emotionally healthy, don't have no problems. You always need someone to talk to, you know, somebody to help you sort through things. So,
yeah.
But I know my theory on why the world is crazy, Michelle, is because nobody can afford therapy, you know? That shit is expensive and a lot of people don't have the resources or the access. But I just think it's important to find somebody in your life that you can just talk to and help you sort through stuff.
Absolutely.
And write it down. Writing is very powerful. Doing that 3-month challenge and just writing down your thoughts, you'll learn so much about yourself.
I really think that this 3-month journaling challenge, you guys, that is in support of mental health awareness. Listen, just like we all have physical health, there is mental health. I really think that doing this journaling challenge will definitely help. Macy, thank you so much for making such a huge impact in music and activism. You are needed and so loved, and I appreciate you for checking in with us.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, see y'all soon. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun, y'all. What I love about the conversation that Macy and I were just having is just, she's so chill, y'all, and just swaggy and just seems very just free, and it is what it is. And we had a blast. We had a blast. I'm so thankful for her and her advocacy and her foundation, My Good, which is really, really getting out there, touching the hearts of people. Man, I'm just so encouraged. And I hope you guys are encouraged too, to find your why. I found my why, and my why goes beyond music. And it seems like Macy's goes beyond music as well. Although I'm so glad she does have a new single out called Thinking of You, as she was talking about earlier. But sometimes your why might be beyond the four walls of the office that you work at. Maybe that's your launching pad. I don't know. But y'all, get into the journal challenge. I think that was so incredible, her 3-month journal challenge. But please support My Good. Go to mygood.org. And again, she's launching a 3-month journaling challenge in support of mental health awareness. So I'm really, really, really excited. So My Good will post prompts on their Instagram and Facebook pages each week. All right. Once again, I'm so thankful for her and her journey and everything that she is doing in the community. That was so much fun. Anywho, you guys, my book drops this month, May 25th. You can find it at checkinginbook.com. I am literally signing hundreds, it seems like thousands of book labels so that you guys can get an autographed copy. Another amazing thing I want to share is my Checking In virtual book tour. We're featuring inspirational conversations like Conquering Anxiety with my friends Taraji P. Henson and Lecrae, Processing Forgiveness with Miss Tina Lawson, and LaToya Luckett. And these conversations, they're individual conversations that are absolutely power-packed. And I've got so many more guests joining us. So please be with us May 26th through June 1st. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale now. And listen, thank y'all so much for joining me today. Thank y'all for following and sharing my podcast. I really, really appreciate y'all. Love you guys. Check.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.